And someone else who's hoping to inspire others is Karen Cannard. Karen became a volunteer for St Edmundsbury Borough Council's Zero Waste Week 14 years ago, and she is still reducing, reusing and recycling. Here's Dorothy to tell us about Karen and her mission to be greener.
It's not easy being green, having to spend each day the colour.
In Zero Waste Week in 2008, Karen Cannard documented the challenge to reduce her waste through her blog, The Rubbish Diet, and only threw out a plaster. Over a period of 10 years, Karen, from Bury St Edmunds, estimates that her family reduced their rubbish by some 200 wheelie bins. Yet, in 2008, they were accumulating a full wheelie bin of landfill waste and full wheelie bin of recycling every fortnight. I started to realise how much we were throwing in our bin, despite the fact that I thought we were a recycling family, Karen says. I thought, if we're recycling well, how are we still throwing that much away? The then St Edmundsbury Borough Council was promoting Zero Waste Week and searching for volunteers to take part. Karen signed up, completed a questionnaire, and was asked to become a community champion. She started the Rubbish Diet blog to document the challenges her family of four faced, as well as any successes, and was also hoping to reach out to others. I thought that it would be a home, personal project lasting for 8 weeks, she says. I hadn't considered that even these years later I would still be writing about waste and recycling, and actually that it would have led on to other greener and more sustainable behaviour change as well. Karen went on to feature in the East Anglian Daily Times newspaper and on BBC Radio Suffolk, BBC Radio 4's Women's Hour, Channel 4's Dispatches and ITV's Tonight programme, among others. She was also an advisor on BBC TV's Who's War on Waste programme with Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall in 2015. When I first started, there was a lot of debate, why should we make the effort to recycle better? Plus people who were positively for recycling and reducing waste, she recalls. I think that debate has very much shifted to it being a given that, yes, we need to actually take this seriously. It's that shift in seriousness that I've seen, that shift in public interest. What has really helped substantially has been the focus that the media has given it. Karen believes that Sir David Attenborough and Hugh's War on Waste have done a lot to raise awareness too. We've seen more of an appetite for zero waste shopping, she says. When Karen first started to reduce her waste, focusing on reusables, she recalls how she had to go online. Now, she says, they can be found at high street independent shops and even market stalls. She welcomes the number of refill shops that have opened too. It's absolutely brilliant to see, and I hope that they get a lot more support because they really do deserve it, she says. It's always great to put your money locally anyway, but for products that actually help reduce your waste, even better. There have been changes as well, with more local authorities offering food waste collections. In 2016, Karen went back to work in education, and she remains a zero waste and sustainability researcher and writer. In 2020, she and her husband took on their first allotment. It's just part of that journey towards other behaviour change as well, she says. Meanwhile, her quest to reduce her rubbish at home continues. We still keep very low waste, she says. It's not as low as it was when the kids were little at the time, but I'm delighted that we've kept it very low.
Thank you, Dorothy. And I hope you all noticed how we moved from cycling to recycling there. We're definitely peddling the benefits of being green this month.